Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to gather here so freely and be able to share with you.
亲爱的天父啊，我们在这里能够就是自由的敬拜你，是我们极大的荣幸。
And you share with us.
然后你也对我们来分享。
May the words that are shared today be touch our hearts and our minds.
愿今天的话语能够触摸到我们的心，我们的灵。
So that we may use them for your glory and for your honor.
以至于我们可以使用它成为神你的荣耀，你的祝福。
In your precious name we pray.
奉你耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. Amen. I want to speak to you today about Advent.
Advent, okay. 我们今天呢就想讲一下就是圣诞节的 Advent 中文叫什么。
As I came in the door on that big poster, it said, if you need an Advent devotional, you come and speak to us.
那在这个我进来的时候，我看见墙上呢贴了一张纸，就是说如果你需要就是圣诞节期间的这个灵修的材料呢，你可以来找我们。
Advent really means coming.
那 Advent 的意思这个叫做来。
In the Christian world, we look at 4 weeks before Christmas where we talk about Advent.
那在基督教呢，就是圣诞节前的四个星期呢，他们就会谈论这个 Advent。
And we're talking about the coming of someone who is more special than anything else that has ever come into the whole world.
那呢，我们就在讲一个，就是来到我们世界上一个，就是一个从来没有来到我们世界，一个超乎我们想象的这个人。
And so we are obviously talking about the coming of Jesus into the world.
那当然，我们谈论的就是耶稣来到我们的世上。
The reason the Christian church sets some special days aside so that we don't miss the important parts of the Christian world.
那当然我们基督徒呢把我们的时间分别出来，以至于呢我们就不会就是在这个世上呢不会失去任何时间机会来传福音。
Before Easter, they will set aside another 4 Sundays before Easter comes, and they will talk about Jesus suffering and his death.
那在复活节的前四星期呢，我们就会拿出一些时间来谈论，就是耶稣在十字架上钉死为我们的罪。
How he paid that big price in giving his life in order that we could be saved.
他怎么样就是呢，放下这样极大的代价，以至于我们可以得救。
And the reason the church wants to talk about this, they don't want people to miss out how we can all be saved.
那为什么教会会谈论这个呢？因为呢，我们不希望失去任何机会，让就是人不认识耶稣，失去这个救恩。
And so I want to talk to you about the coming of Jesus.
所以呢，我今天想谈论的就是呢，耶稣的再来。
But before we speak about coming of Jesus, there was another couple where there was a coming of a very special person.
那这个耶稣来之前呢，还有另外一个非常特别的人。
The father's name was Zacharias, and his wife's name was Elizabeth.
那就是撒迦利亚，还有他的太太伊丽莎伯。
And they were very old at this time.
那这对夫妻呢，当时就是已经年纪很大。
Past the time of being able to have children.
已经过了生育的年龄。
Zacharias was a priest in the temple in Jerusalem.
那撒迦利亚呢，当时在耶路撒冷的那个是一个祭司。
And he was chosen at this time to burn incense in the temple.
那呢，当时呢，他在那个时候呢，就是被拣选要去这个殿里边呢，来就是献祭。
The purpose of burning incense was so that this sweet-smelling smoke, as it would rise up into the sky, is that we would be giving our joys and our blessings to God.
就是它这个是其实是一个烧香，就是这为什么要烧香呢？就是大家来呢，就是好像把自己的献给神。
And since he was chosen to be the one who was to give the incense, He then was in the inner part of the temple.
因为呢，这个撒加利亚当时被拣选要去烧香，所以呢，他当时在的就是那个圣殿内殿里面，圣殿的里面。
And there would be crowds of people on the outside of the temple praying while he would be also burning the incense inside.
那在这个外殿呢，外面呢，就有很多人为他来祷告，为他这个献祭来烧香来祷告。
While he was doing this, the angel Gabriel came and stood beside the altar where the incense was burning.
那当他在做这个烧香的时候呢，就是天使加百利呢就来到他的旁边。
And it frightened him greatly when he saw the angel.
那当他看见这个天使的时候呢，他就很害怕。
I could just ask you, could you imagine if all of a sudden you're someplace and an angel appeared beside you?
那你们想想看，你突然有一天，你身边来了一个天使。
I know for me it would be a frightening experience why this angel came to speak to me.
那如果是对我来讲，我会很害怕，为什么这个天使要突然跟我说话呢？
And the angel came to tell him that his wife was going to have a baby and they should name him John.
那这个天使呢，来就是告诉他他的太太呢要生育，要生一个孩子，这个孩子要叫约翰。
Zacharias had trouble with that because he knew that his wife already was past the time of having children.
那这个撒加利亚就很困惑，因为他的太太呢已经过了生育的年龄。
And so he says to the angel, "How can I know that this is true or that this is going to happen?"
然后他就问这个天使，那我怎么能够知道这是真的呢？
And the angel says, I am Gabriel, an angel sent from God.
然后这个天使就说，我是加百利，是神差派我来的。
And because you did not believe, you will not speak again, be able to speak until the child is born.
因为你不相信，所以呢，你在孩子出生之前呢，你就再也不能说话。
And all of a sudden, he was not able to speak anymore.
那这个时候他就变成了哑巴，不能再说话了。
The people outside were waiting for him to come, but he was spending more time than they were used to him staying and burning the incense.
那外面的人都在等他，觉得他在里面烧香。
And finally, when he arrived, he had to make signs with his hands that he could not speak.
那他出来以后呢，他因为没有办法说话，他就只好打手语。
And the people believed that he had an encounter or a meeting with God himself.
那呢，这些人就相信他肯定是在里面遇见了神。
And the angel had said to him, because you didn't believe, you will not be able to speak.
那这个天使就对他说，因为你的不信，所以你就不能说话。
I suppose that was a great experience for Zacharias, because this is something that he had never experienced before.
那对撒加利亚来讲呢，这是应该是很奇特的一个经历，因为他应该从来没有经历过。
His wife was a relative of Mary.
那他的太太呢，就是玛利亚的一个亲戚。
And that as a time after, an angel also came to speak to her.
那个时候呢，天使也同样的去跟玛利亚说话。
And so it says in this first chapter of the book of Luke.
所以呢，在这个路加福音的第一章。
Now in the sixth month, an angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee called Nazareth.
那这个二十六节。二十六节到了第六个月，一个天使加百利呢，就差派到了这个加利利，拿撒路的城加利利。
He was sent to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph.
那这个到了一个童女那里呢，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟。
And this virgin's name was Mary.
童女的名字叫玛利亚。
And coming forth, the angel said, Hail, you are favored. The Lord is with you.
天使进去对他说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你，主与你和你同在了。
And Mary couldn't understand What kind of a greeting is this?
那这个玛利亚呢就很惊慌，就反复思想问安是什么意思。
And the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary."
天使对她说，玛利亚，你不要怕。
For you have found special favor with God.
你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
And you will receive a child within your womb.
那你呢会就是会怀孕生子。
And you shall call him Jesus.
可以给他起名叫耶稣。
You see, the angel Gabriel had already come to Zacharias, and they were to call that child John.
那你天使呢已经是跟撒加利亚说他的孩子要叫做约翰。
And after this experience, Mary decided that she should go and visit her relative, which was Elizabeth.
所以呢，这个当玛利亚听到了以后，她就决定她要去看望一下她的这个亲戚啊，伊丽莎白。
And when she came to Elizabeth's house, she greeted her, and the child within her leaped and with joy.On the greeting that Mary brought.
那这个当玛利亚呢去见这个伊丽莎白的时候呢，伊丽莎白里的胎就看到，就是感受到玛利亚的来到，她就非常就是踢了一下，就是来欢迎这个他们的这个玛利亚。
And the Bible tells us that even within the womb of Elizabeth, this child was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那呢，在圣经里讲了，即使是这个胎还在玛利亚，在伊丽莎白身上呢，还没生出来，他已经能够感受到圣灵的这个喜乐。
You see, John was a forerunner of Jesus.
那这个约翰呢，他其实是耶稣的一个就是前驱，他在前面跑的一个人。
And when the angel came to tell Zacharias about his son that's going to be born, and his name would be John, and he would preach and tell people they should change from what they were doing and follow Jesus.
那当这个撒加利亚领受到他这个孩子要叫就是要来到约翰了，这个约翰这个人他就会在跑在前面告诉大家要悔改。
You see, and then when the child was born, there was a special time when they were to name the child.
那在当时就是一个孩子出生的时候呢，他们就会选一天来给这个孩子起个名。
And because they were so old, so many people came and rejoiced with them at the fact that they would have a child.
因为呢，当时他们怀孕的时候已经年纪很大，所以很多人都来欢庆他们又生了个孩，生了一个孩子。
And so then they all were going to rejoice with them at the time of the naming. And they said his name should be Zacharias. That would be after his father.
那他们来了以后呢，就说，哎，这个孩子应该也叫撒加利亚，就像这个爸爸的名字一样。
And the mother said, no, his name should be John.
然后呢，这个妈妈说，那不是的，这个孩子的名字叫做约翰。
And they said, why do you want to call him John? There's nobody in your relatives has a name like that.
他们就说，哎，为什么你要叫你孩子约翰呢？你家里都没有人叫这个名字。
And so they decided, let's ask the father on what he thinks they should call him.
然后他们就说，哎，我们问一下这个爸爸，这个爸爸想怎么叫这个孩子呢？
Since he could not speak, he asked for a tablet so he could write on it.
因为他当时呢不可以说话，所以呢他就让大家给他一个石板的一个泥板，他可以写。
And he wrote, his name shall be John.
他的名字应该叫做约翰。
And they were absolutely astounded at that.
他们当时就非常的惊奇。
And right at that moment, he was able to now speak again.
在那个时候他又突然可以开口说话了。
And they knew that it was a miracle from God why he was called John.
所以呢他们就知道这个孩子为什么要叫做约翰呢，其实就是一个从神来的神迹。
And of course miracles still happened, and there was another great miracle that was about to happen when Jesus would be born.
那当然神迹其实一直在发生，然后下一个神迹其实就是耶稣的诞生。
But you see, Mary was a virgin.
那你想看这个玛利亚是个童女。
And when Joseph found out that she was going to have a child, he being a righteous man, the Bible says he was going to put her away silently.
那因为他这个他的未婚夫约瑟呢，当时是个义人，圣经说他是个义人，他就想说悄悄的把这个童女呢，这个他的未婚妻给就是。
In other words, he was going to give her a paper of divorce.
那用另外一种话来讲，就是呢，给他一个离婚的证书。
But he didn't want to embarrass her in any way, and so he wanted to do it very quietly.
但是因为呢，他不想羞辱这个玛利亚，他想悄悄的做这个事情。
But then the angel Gabriel came to him in a dream.
那但是呢，这个天使加百利又来了，来在他的梦里出现。
And told him, "Don't you be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for what she has within her is from God."
然后天使就对他说呢，你不要害怕把这个玛利亚娶过来，因为呢，这个孩子是从神来的。
And so he was able to assist Mary and to be with her and encourage her in all the time that she was carrying this precious child.
那所以呢，这个约瑟呢，就是在玛利亚怀孕的期间呢，就是一直照顾她，直到这个孩子生下来。
And of course, that is why we still celebrate Jesus' birth today.
所以呢，以至于为什么我们到现在还要庆祝这个耶稣的诞生？
Because if he wouldn't have come into the world, where would you and I be?
如果耶稣没有诞生，你和我在哪里呢？
We wouldn't have a chance to be able to have a future beyond the future that we're having right now.
如果他没有诞生的话，我们就没有办法有一个未来，就是除我们现在认为的未来以外。
I know that at my age and at my time that I could probably die at any time.
我知道在我的年龄来讲呢，我可能任何时候都可以过世了。
And my health isn't always the best, so I know it could happen rather easily.
那我的身体呢，也没有那么好，我知道就是这个是很容易发生的。
But I never worry about it for one minute.
但是我从来不为这个死亡担心。
Because I know exactly where I am going to be when I do die.
因为我知道呢，我死了我会去哪里。
I'm going to be better than here, and I think it's pretty good here.
我觉得肯定是比在这里好，虽然这里已经非常好了。Because
I'm going to be then with Jesus.
因为我就要跟耶稣同在。And
nothing can be better than that in the whole world.
没有什么任何事情比这个更好。And
what good is that for all of us at this time?
那对于我们现在的人，你觉得是什么样的时刻呢？
The fact that we celebrate this Jesus who came into this world.
那我们来欢庆这个耶稣基督的诞生。
It is a power that is given to us to meet us in every need, whatever we have.
那呢，就是这是一个能力，当我们有任何需要、任何困难的时候，他都可以来帮助。
The Bible is full of promises that God has for us when we follow Jesus.
那当我们就是跟随耶稣的时候呢，这个圣经里边全都是给我们的应许。
Are you having difficulty with maybe somebody in your neighborhood, a neighbor, and you can't get along with him?
那你有没有就是这样的问题，比如说跟自己的邻居有问题，然后没有办法跟他在一起生活呢？
Take it to Jesus. He says, "I will help you with that."
那呢，你把这件事情带到耶稣面前，耶稣说，我可以来帮助你。
One of the promises that I, as the Bible being so full of promises, the one that I use probably more than ever is that I will never leave you or forsake you.
那这个圣经里边有各种各样的对我们的应许，那我用的一个最多的一个应许就是呢，我永远都不会撇下你，离弃你。
I like to begin the day when I wake up in the morning talking to the Lord so that I know that He's beside me.
那我很喜欢每天早上起来以后呢，就跟我的神在聊天讲话，我知道他在我旁边。
And I know that if he says, "I'll never leave you or forsake you," that wherever I go, he'll be there too.
那我知道呢，他永远都不离弃我，不撇下我。我知道我不管我去哪里，他都在我旁边。
When I have decisions to make, he's going to plant, put in my mind so that it helped me to make the right decision.
那如果我有什么决定要做的时候呢，我知道他就会把正确的决定放在我的心思意念里，让我不会做出错误的决定。
And that's a promise that he has for you too.
那这个也是同样给我们的你们的应许。
Are you in trouble or do you have difficulty with somebody in your life?
那你就是生命中有人际关系的问题吗？
He says to you too, I will never leave you or forsake you.
他也是同样的跟你说，我永远都不撇下你，不离弃你。
And if you are in trouble, call upon me, he says.And I will deliver you.
那这他说，如果你有任何困难，就呼叫我的名，我会来拯救你。
Do you have decisions, difficult decisions that you need to make?
你有没有就是非常难做的决定需要去做的呢？
Call upon me, he says, and I'll help you.
那他说，你来呼求我，我就要来帮助你。
You never find in the Bible when he says.When you call upon me, I'll think about it first.
在圣经里他从来没有说你呼求我的时候我要考虑一下。
You're never going to check out how are you dealing with your members of the family or with the people in your neighborhood. And then I'll make a decision. Never find that in the Bible.
他圣经上没有说哦，你要来呼求我的时候，我要先看看你的人际关系有没有问题啊，啊，你的各个方面有没有什么问题，我再做决定要不要来帮助你。
When you have a need, he says, call upon me, and I will deliver you.
可是他说的是，但是你有困难的时候，你来呼求我，我就要来帮助你。
You never have to worry that he's going to say I might or I may. He will.
你永远都不用担心啊，他会不会呢？会不会帮助我呢？他会的。
And that word never changes in the Bible.
然后这句话在圣经里是永远都不会改变的。
And so you can count on that wherever you are or whenever it is a need that you need it.
那不管在什么情况之下呢，或者你真的需要的时候，你就都可以来仰望这句话，来依靠这句话。
In my ministry, I have run into many people in couples.Married, especially married couples.
那我在我的这个服事当中呢，我遇到很多就是结婚的，就是夫妻。
And sometimes having trouble with each other and communicating with each other.
那有时候这个夫妻之间呢就会有矛盾，然后沟通会有问题。
If there's that situation, you can always call upon him, and he says, "I will deliver you."
那如果你们有这样的问题的话呢，你就呼喊他的名，他说他就会来拯救我们。
You see, his promises never change, and they're always there for us.
你要知道呢，他的这个应许呢是永远都不会改变的，他一直在那里。
Do you have children that you're having difficulty with that need some help? Call upon me, he says.
你有没有孩子呢？是有问题，然后你需要帮助的呢？他说：“来呼喊我，呼求我，我就会来帮助你。”
That doesn't mean that everything is always going to go well.
那这个不代表说什么事情都是顺顺利利的。
I grew up in a home where my father prayed and had a devotion every morning before we would have breakfast.
那呢，我生在那。生长在这样的一个家庭，那我的爸爸每天早上在吃早饭之前呢，一定是会灵修的。
My father only had grade 3 in school. That was all the education he had.
那我的父亲呢，小学只读到三年级，这就是他所有的这个文化水平了。
And so when my father would read the devotion before breakfast, he would pronounce some of the words really funny, and us kids would laugh, and he didn't pay any attention to us if we did.
那因为他每天早上呢都要灵修，都要读经文，然后他有的时候他的一些发音就是不对的，那我们作为孩子，我们就会笑他，但是他从来都不会被这个事情来搅扰到。
And after he would read the devotion, we would always have prayer and end with the Lord's Prayer together.
那每次呢，他灵修完、读经完以后呢，我们就会一起来祷告。之后呢，我们就用主祷文来结束。
Now, I had an older brother in our family.
那呢，我还有一个哥哥。
Also an older sister.
还有一个姐姐。
And a younger sister.
还有一个妹妹。
Now my older brother got the same training that I had received.
那我的哥哥跟我一样有同样的就是训练。
But I was always grateful for him because he never always followed what was right.
但是我也为他感谢很感恩，因为呢，他虽然他不常常就是遵守对的事情。
And oh, my father would scold him and I would see everything what was happening, and I knew if I wanted to have a good relationship with my father, I didn't do what my brother was doing.
那因为我的爸爸有时候就会骂他，然后我就知道，哎，如果我想要跟我爸搞好关系的话，我就不要做我哥做的事情。
And so I was thankful for my brother. I could learn from him.
所以我就很谢谢我的哥哥，让我能够从他身上学到一些东西。
But you see, even though he had trouble following what my father had given him, in the end, he had received something through those devotions, which was Jesus.
那虽然他没有一直就是跟就是听话，但是呢，到最后的时候呢，他还是从这些灵修当中得到了一个东西，那就是耶稣。
My brother died a short time ago.
那我的哥哥前段时间过世了。
And before he passed away, he phoned me, and he said, "Carl, would you do my last service for me?"
那他就是过世之前就给我打了电话，他就说 ，Kyle， 你能不能主持我的葬礼？
And I hadn't seen him for some time because he lived in a different part of Canada, and so I said, "I have to ask you a question."
那因为我很久都没有见到他，因为他住在加拿大其他地方，然后我就问他说，哎，我有一个问题要先问你。
What is your relationship with Jesus?
那你跟耶稣之间的关系是什么样的呢？
He said, "I follow him now."
他说我现在跟随他。
And I believe he's the one that saves me.
啊，我相信他是拯救我的那一位。
Because he knew he was not going to live much longer.
因为他知道他不可能再活更久了。
I said, "Okay, now I can do your service."
好吧，好吧，那我就主持你的葬礼。
And so he says, "I will be cremated, and they will spread my ashes where at a special place where the family would always go for vacation."
那他就说，哦，我会被就是火化，然后呢，我的骨灰呢会撒在一个就是他们家人常常去的一个地方。
And I hadn't seen his children, which would be my nephews and nieces, for a long, many years.
那也我也很久很久没有见过他的孩子，也就是我的侄子侄女。
Some of them I didn't know who they even were.
可能他们都我都不认识他们是谁。
Now we could, when I came for the funeral service, and I could tell them all about Jesus.
那我来到这个葬礼的时候，我就会跟这些人说我的耶稣。
And how because their father who believed in Jesus, they would be able to see him again.
那因为呢，他的父亲，他们的父亲认识耶稣，他们到后来以后还是会在天上再见他的爸爸。
Because I knew that a number of them didn't follow with Jesus.
那我知道他们当中很多人呢，都还没有跟随耶稣。
So it was a privilege for me to be able to share to them and tell them a story about someone that could change their lives.
那我就是非常荣幸的可以在这个葬礼上分享，然后以至于分享这个耶稣呢，可以改变他们的生命。
And my friends, that's what Advent is all about.
那这个就是圣诞节的 Advent.
Because we have friends and we have neighbors that don't know Jesus either.
因为我们有很多亲朋好友都还没有认识耶稣。
We don't have to go very far here in Canada to find them.
我们在加拿大，我不需要走很远去找到我们的亲朋好友。
We probably rub shoulders with them every day.
我们可能每一天都在跟他们有交流。
And of course, that's what God tells us to do. Go and make disciples, he said.
所以呢，耶稣说呢，你们要去做，就是训练你的门徒。
then baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
用圣父、圣子、圣灵的名呢，与他们施洗。
And teach them all things that you know.
那呢，教导他们你知道的一切的事情。
So we need to know about Jesus, or we can't tell anybody else about him.
所以我们个人都要需要知道耶稣，以至于我们可以告诉其他人我们的耶稣。
One day I had to go and make a visit to the cardiologist who did my open heart surgery.
那有一天呢，我去看了我的心脏病专科的医生。
And,
帮我开胸手术的医生。
And because my memory isn't very good as a result of the surgery,
那我的手术之后呢，我的这个记忆力就不是很好。
I asked Mary if she would come with me so that she could remember what he said I had to do.
那我就让 Mary 跟我一起去那个诊所，因为我想就是让她帮我记住她我之后要做什么事情。
And while I was talking to him, or while we were talking to him, I asked him if he was a man of faith.
那当我在跟他沟通的时候，我就问他，你是信主的吗？
Because I knew that he had come from Africa, but he was not black, he was a white man, so I had to know, I expected he might be a Muslim. So I asked him if he was a man of faith.
那因为他是个白人，但是从非洲来的，所以我猜他可能是个穆斯林。我就问他，就是你有信仰吗？
And he said, "Yes, I am. I'm a Muslim."
他说是的，我是个穆斯林。
But he said, and I have never heard a Muslim say this before. He said, "But I believe that Jesus is going to come again to this earth."
虽然他是个穆斯林，我也从来没有听过穆斯林会这么说。他说，但是我相信耶稣一定会再来。
I couldn't believe he said that.
那我真的是不敢相信这个穆斯林会这么说。
And he said he has to come back again. This world is in such a mess. He's got to come back and straighten it out.
他说他一定要来，因为这个世界这么混乱，这个耶稣一定要来把这个世界给搞好。
And then, but I made a mistake. I didn't ask him personally, "Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus?"
可是我当时呢，就是做错一件事情，就是我没有直接问他，你跟耶稣有没有关系，真正的关系。
My next visit with him, I will ask him that question.
下一次我见他的时候，我就要问他这个问题。
But then we asked him if we could pray for him.
但是呢，我们有问我们能不能为你祷告。
And he said, Mary and I could pray for him.
然后他说可以 ，Mary 和我可以为他祷告。
I am looking forward that one day he will believe in Jesus as his Savior.
我相信有一天呢，他一定会认识我们耶稣基督，接受他成为我们他个人的救主。
A man I have not met for a number of years.Came by to see me, I would say about a week ago.
那一个星期之前呢，有一个我很久没有见的一个朋友来看我。
And I was telling him about my cardiologist.
那我就跟他说我这个心脏病科的这个医生。
He says to me, "Is it Dr. Gooseby?"
他就说哦，是不是这个医生 Gooseby 这个医生
？I said, "Yes, that's it, my cardiologist." He said.I go and visit him regularly too. He's a fellow Christian, and he brings him Christian books to read.
然后他就说，哎，这个也是我看的那个医生。然后我因为我的朋友也是基督徒，所以呢，他说我常常把这个基督教的这个文章给他看，给这个医生看。
Between the two of us, I'm convinced he one day will believe in Jesus as his Savior.
因为我还有这个朋友的关系呢，我觉得有一天这个医生一定会认识神。
That's the privilege that God gives to all of us. We have the opportunity to tell others about the Savior who came in Advent.
那呢，这就是神给我们的荣幸，让我们呢可以呢对所有人来讲关于这个耶稣。
And you see, it won't be you that's converting them.Because when you go, the Holy Spirit is the one that will convert them.
所以你要知道呢，并不是你能够让他们改变，而是圣灵与你同在，圣灵能够使这些人改变。
And so you and I never have to worry about what their response is going to be, because that's up to God to change their heart.
所以呢，你和我呢，不用担心这些人的会不会改变，因为呢，这是圣灵的工作。
But they need to hear what Jesus can do for us, in order that He can do the same for them.
那呢，可是呢，他们要听到的是神在我们身上做的工，以至于呢，神也可以在他们身上做工。
I pray that as you leave at this time today, you can think of somebody that, and the Lord will give you somebody that you could talk to about Jesus.
那呢，我们今天走出去之前，你就想想看，一个人你可以跟他传福音的。
And as you pray before you go to speak them, the Lord will prepare their heart to receive you.
那当你走出去跟他们说的时候呢，神就会已经提前预备好他们的心。
I am convinced He will go with you and walk beside you and give you the words that you are to share.
那我就是非常确信的，他神呢就在你的旁边，然后呢他也会把话语放在你旁边对这个人说话。
How do I know that? Because He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you.
为什么我知道呢？因为圣经上说我永远都不会撇下你，不会离弃你。
You can count on Jesus walking beside you when you go talk to them.
当你跟他们说话的时候，你就知道耶稣就在你的旁边。
Because His promises never change.
因为他的应许从不改变。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father,
天父啊，
You are so amazing and good to us.
是如此奇妙，对我们如此好的神。
You have brought us here today for a very special purpose.
你把我们今天聚集在一起有一个特殊的原因。
So that we may give you thanks and praise for who you are and what you do for us.
我们可以为你的来献上感恩，因为你为我们做的事情献上感恩。
And what is so beautiful that in the very end, you take us to live with you forever.
那最美好的就是到最后你会把我们接去与你一起同住。
We just say thank you, thank you, thank you.
我们就向你献上感恩，感恩，感恩。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.